How are you?
I'm all right, man. I'm getting there. I'm with my lockdown within a lockdown.
Your lockdownception.
Yeah, you know, I'm using Amazon like Grindr right now. It's just fucking swiping right on everything. so I'm a bit of a whore on that at the minute. But yeah, we're getting there. I've got 6 days to go. And then I can not go to the pub still. So it's going to be like a really anticlimactic experience, which I'm used to in my personal life. So.
Yeah, it's going to be like, it's going to be so sick. You can just get out there and, you know, go to the supermarket.
Yeah. It's going to be good. It's going to be a real treat.
Yeah, so, man. What about, like, you know, the simple joys? You'll be able to regain the simple joys in life, like the reduce section, stuff like that, you know? There's no reduce section on Amazon.
That is true. I do miss the traffic light system that the co-op near me introduced as well, instead of hiring people to say, you know, you got to wait there, mate, because we've got too many people in here looking at cucumbers. And instead, they just went through, just get some fucking lights that do it for us. So I'm looking forward to that more than anything, of just being told by a robot when I can go in and get some green figs and some Greek yogurt. So
see, I quite like the robot use. I'm up for more robots. I'd have robots doing everything.
Yeah.
If you go to the shop and you go to pay and like you walk up to the self-service and you notice that there's like a lonely cashier sat there staring, like, I'll just ignore him and go, you know, and go and pay with the robot.
I am right there with you. I avoid certain co-ops if I know they don't have self-service. And I'm like, oh, we could go to that one. If we go to the one that's just around the corner, I know that I won't have to open my mouth to anyone in there.
Yeah, and the machine's not judging me by two bottles of red wine, a large packet of crisps, and a Galaxy on a Tuesday.
Yeah, 11:30 in the morning. Yeah, afterwards it doesn't say, would you like some help, sir?
Don't leave me alone.
Only with my actual life. No.
That's good. I'm still kind of disappointed because we were supposed to get some sort of Amazon drones, you know, the way that it was reported in the papers all the years, the drones were going to be taken over and soon they were going to be posting, sorry, we missed you. Sorry, we missed you cards through my door. So instead of humans not bothering to knock the door and say I wasn't in, the drones were going to be able to do it. But I'm still yet to, from all the Amazoning I've been doing, I haven't had a drone deliver me anything yet.
Yeah, they'll probably like not even bother. They'll probably just get within like 50 yards and they'll like shoot it at your door, just smashes your window in.
Yeah. And then take a photo of it and be like, well, we tried. Don't know what you want from us.
We tried. We fucked it at your door as hard as we possibly could from a great height. And you're the mug.
Yeah. And will that stop me from buying another 18 items the next day on Amazon? Absolutely not.
I've been to the shop and I've got a beer. I've got some wine for later, but I just realized it's banana bread beer. It's not, but I thought it was banana beer, but it's banana bread beer.
What? So you can taste the crust as well.
Can taste. Yeah. It's odd. I thought, I don't know why it's banana bread flavor. It's not just banana flavor.
No. Well, what are you getting right now from the smell, from the taste? Banana, obviously.
Just banana. just a lot of nana.
Yeah. And scores just a lot out of 10.
Hearty nana notes.
Yeah.
When you buy something that's got banana written on it really big, you'd be quite annoyed if the major notes weren't banana, wouldn't you? So,
that is true.
For the Ron Seal factor of doing what it says exactly on the tin, I think you've got to give it a hearty 9.
Wow, that is pretty good. Well, it's good that it hasn't catfished you then, because, you know, I feel sorry for people that are in lockdown that are still able to get catfished in their lives without even meeting people. I'm going to pay $7.99 for this OnlyFans. And then they go, oh, God, no, my eyes. They've been catfished. Bless them.
Have you delved into any OnlyFans at all out of morbid curiosity?
Not yet. I swear to God, I'm saving a list that I think the dirt church need to go through together.
Yeah.
They're mostly male. There's a Mexican chap who really put some effort into it from the little snippets and free previews that I've seen online. So I'm looking forward to getting into that.
How did you navigate towards this man and his talents?
It's just looking at comments on other people's podcasts, to be honest, because I think everyone's trying to sort of one up each other on what sort of heinous videos they can find, and I'm always down to see a poutine homemade video and shit like that, and you just end up managing to fall down a glorious OnlyFans hole, so to speak, and I'm saving them up. I give them a little Google where I can and see if it lives up to the hype, and there's a couple that I think are worth a couple of dollars for sure from us.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, he deserves it. He deserves a couple of quid just for doing the good work.
Yeah. I mean, he was breaking a sweat from what I saw him, so he must have, like, it was probably hard work. He's like, mate, this is like the fifth one I'm trying to crank out today. Like, tip hard.
So I wanted to ask you, like, did you actually get Big Ron? Is that why you're isolating?
No, so I was with someone who tested positive for it. I last saw them on Wednesday, Wednesday last week, and so yeah, it's been like a week and 2 days since I've had contact with them, or a week and 1 day. I don't even know what fucking day it is now, to be honest.
And you've not had the urge to munch any bats or anything. You're pretty.
Oh, mate, you know what? I feel like Epstein sometimes in here. I'm about to go get a bed sheet right now. Away with myself, crawling the walls. It's not been too bad. It's just frustrating because, you know, it's difficult because if I had symptoms, I'd be like, yeah, fair dues. I don't want to go out and spread this, but you know, it's what, Friday the 20th. I felt fine all week. The chances of me developing symptoms between now and Thursday when I go back out into the big wide world is slim. So there's kind of that, like, oh, can I just go out now, please?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, just for a walk or something. So I might have to dress up as a ninja Sunday night and see if I can just sort of run between bushes quickly. And
just doing Naruto runs down the common.
That's it. Yeah. Like, looking like a 6'3" golem under the moonlight. But yeah, so I don't have it. No one here has it. No one here has any symptoms. So we are literally like locking ourselves away almost for nothing. It feels like for nothing. I obviously know it's not, but
are they going out as well? Everyone's isolating that you're with?
No. So me and Lucy are the only ones that have to isolate because we were in contact with the person. It's so stupid. You, in theory, you would have thought the whole house would have to lock down, right? Yeah. But the rules are, it's like, no. Like, they can go out still, but us two has to stay in for 14 days in total. I was like, okay, I think that makes some sense.
I think that makes, yeah, almost. I can see the line of sense that it's near. It's near some sense.
Yeah.
It's not all the way.
Yeah. You were tickling the tip with some sort of idea there, but I'm not too sure if you fully penetrated the good idea.
Yeah.
I think you might have just pre-come around.
Decent foreplay there, but that's about it.
That is it. You tickled me with the idea at first, but you let me down with your full game. So I spoke to you a couple of weeks ago about doing this.
Yeah, man.
And was trying to see if there was a way to talk myself out of it. and then this happened, and I was like, do you know what? I'm turning 30 in a week's time, or in a couple of days' time now. The gym's shut, so I can't do any of my fighting. I can't go out for a run.
You can't fight anybody.
Yeah, so I was like, it's you know, probably a good idea to do it now.
Have you managed to not fight Lucy? Have you almost accidentally fought her?
No, I think she's purposely fought me a couple of times, though. There's been a couple of accidental elbows to the eyebrow that I've noticed.
Just to make you feel good, like they're actually, that's actually for you. That's just a nice,
yeah,
like,
yeah, well, I just wanted you to feel comfortable. That's all.
Yeah, it's just like her bringing you a bourbon biscuit, but she's just gonna fucking nut you. She's just gonna sucker punch you while you're watching fucking I'm a Celebrity.
Yeah, yeah. Or like, is next time, as long as she just gets me into some sort of chokehold with her legs, with her arms, it doesn't really matter, to the point where I have to tap before I pass out, then I've achieved something that day. But like, oh, I got my heart rate going. That was a good one, that.
It was a good one. Just go back to the old monotony now until someone else comes and knocks me out.
Now I'm just going to sit here for 4 hours until the next person joins me on Zoom. Just stare at the screen. But, yeah, so it's all good, I guess. How's everything on your end? Delicious? Busy?
All right. Medium, okay. I'm in slightly heightened spirits because I'm on a long weekend. This is the first day of a long weekend. But a long weekend in lockdown means that I'll get up slightly later than usual, play some Xbox, look outside. Really the only good thing, you know, I can go outside to like walk the dog. We can go walk the dog. But other than that, it's like, you just think a lot about what you're going to eat for dinner because you go into the shops is like the main thing. So, but slightly heightened spirits, playing, you know, it's shit. That is shit. It's like, it's the worst time to take holiday. I've got like all this holiday left up for the end of the year. And it's like, because I've had nothing to do. And now it's like, there's double nothing to do.
Yeah.
So that was a rubbish answer. That was a rubbish answer. I'm in slightly high spirits because I've got a long weekend. That's the long and short.
There we go. That's
and I've
good.
Got a beer in front of me. I've got two bottles of wine downstairs and I've got a movie downloaded. So actually, as far as Friday nights go, it's a good, it's looking up.
So far, so good. I mean, you know, Trump's on the way out. There's a vaccine coming.
There's a vaccine coming. Yeah. Even the oldies have got a vaccine coming, they reckon.
I know. Yeah. We're going to get them done first by all accounts. And then before you know it, we'll be back in the Fat Fox questioning what we're doing with ourselves at 3 o'clock in the morning, counting change outside the Quickie Mart.
just stumbling around thinking you've got far too much money when in fact really what you've got is about 15p or something.
Yeah, and 3p's worth of ideas. But yeah, so, you know, in the world, you know, things could be a lot better, but they could be worse. Slowly.
I had to message you. I was a little bit late because I messaged you. I did have a Todd. There was a dog piss emergency that waylaid me even further.
Can't imagine.
So we got a dog not too long ago, and he's been all right, but he's just turning into a right little cunt. Like all of this, like sort of slowly over the last 2 weeks, he's turned into a total cunt. And it's probably like, if anyone heard the way that we speak about this dog, they would probably call the NSPCC. We joke about letting him get run over probably 25 times a day. He's turning into an absolute bell end. And like all of a sudden,
he pissed the floor because you were taking a shit.
He's pissed. That might have been it. He's been going to the toilet outside. Like we were like, right, oh, we've really lucked out here. Cause like we adopted him when he was like, it was like July or whatever. Then all the old lockdown kicked off. And then when we ended up getting him, he was like 7 months old, as opposed to like, it was supposed to be all nice and little and lovely in that. And now he's turned up and he's like a fucking like teenage wanker. And he just wants to fucking bite and play all day, like relentlessly, like. And all of a sudden, he's just started pissing everywhere. He's been pissing outside fucking for like, I think this will be like our seventh week of having him or something. He's just really ramped up the indoor pissing in the last couple of days. And it is driving my girlfriend up the fucking wall. I shit you not. She just, like before this podcast, she just said, I think we're going to have to get rid of him. Like, we're at that point now. she's a broken human. I've got cracks. I'm not fully broken, but, no. It's nearly there. But I'm just counting down the days till we can get his fucking balls chopped off, and then hopefully he turns into slightly less of a cunt.
Yeah, I mean, it's a shame to put all your eggs in that basket, because sometimes it doesn't quite pan out that way when they get their knackers off.
No.
So what's the plan? You're going to have to go to basics now and just every couple of hours just chuck him outside and hope that he goes for a piss.
The thing is, we're actually really like on it anyway. We're already doing like every 2 hours, but he went...
Saving that special piss.
Yeah, two inside today. Two pisses inside within an hour and a half of each other. The little cunt.
He's taking your place. Normally, that's probably you doing it after a after a singing session than mine. Oh man, poor dogs. I mean, you know, he's going through the stress as well. He's, you know, he knows it's locked down. He knows that you would have normally buggered out a lot more by now, and he would have had a couple of evenings to himself.
Yeah, I know.
The thing is, ain't going anywhere.
I know, they're just, and that's it. Like, it's magnified because you're indoors with him, so he's just like more attached because of the lockdown and stuff. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Hopefully, we don't have to get rid of him. But literally, he's on thin ice.
Thin ice. That's why you broke out the banana beer tonight. I need something fucking hard tonight.
I need some fucking hard stuff, mate.
I need some fruit salad in me fucking stout. Go from there.
Other than the dog being in my life, I've sort of found a weird fascination with weird Nazi shit.
Right.
I fell asleep
your ideas sort of line up
with. I fell asleep on the sofa the other day, and I woke up and it was one of them shows that's on like the History Channel. It's like Nazi UFOs and something like that, you know. You see them shows that just sound fucking mental.
Yeah,
well, it was this whole show about how they reckon they've got this, that he had this thing called the Nazi Bell. Like, this, like, they reckon it, like, they were developing a ship, like the Nazis were, right? In like, it's like 1940. They reckon they were developing a spaceship that fucking was gonna, like, it's the size, it basically shaped like a bell, and like they could potentially like time travel with it and stuff like that. And there's stuff about it online and stuff. I don't know how real it is, but. I mean,
they've always been ahead of their time, man. They're well known for that. They're forward thinkers.
They're forward thinkers. This thing is called like D Glock. It was supposed to be it's top secret Nazi fucking device. Oh no, it says hoax. If you go in,
man.
Well, at least that's a rabbit hole I don't have to get. I was only just partially in. I wasn't fully in the rabbit hole with it. I've looked around online a bit. I don't know why I didn't click on the Wikipedia, but as soon as you go to the Wikipedia, it says D Glock and then hoax in brackets.
So there was a whole program about a hoax.
Yeah, I mean, I was just peeking at the rabbit hole. I wasn't in there yet, so I don't feel too bad about it.
Just tickling that room again. That's fine.
It was just nice to feel alive for a bit there, to think, oh, maybe the Nazis had a fucking time traveling machine.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing during lockdown. You do try and find those fucking stupid rabbit holes to sort of fall down and be like, if I can lose anything from 2 hours to 2 days to 2 weeks on this, then I'm all for it.
Yeah,
and, you know, a Nazi bell would have been an ideal one, I feel.
Last time I got into this book that was called, like, The Persecution, or no, The Legal Summit or other. Anyway, it was... I can't even remember what the fuck it was called. It was a book about how, like, in the old days, they could basically they could prosecute animals as humans. They would take them on to trials and stuff. It was about all these ridiculous instances of things that had happened throughout the year, mostly to do with like the church and that, where like they'd just like a field of rats or something were like taking like mugging off everyone's crops. And they tried to take the rats to court, shit like that.
Just take your dog to court if you keep pissing inside.
I'm going to take him to court.
I'm going to see you in court, you cunt.
I want to take that cunt on Judge Window.
Yeah, he'll end up winning as well. You'll go to prison or something.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll be like, well, I did piss on their thing, but they literally said out loud they were going to hit me with a brick like four times that day. So, of course, yeah. I was going to piss on
them. He's got all these secret recordings of you saying, I hope he gets run over. Proper stitch up.
He better not fucking grass.
You might have to have a word with him later. Just fucking pin him down.
See you.
Don't take a fucking soul.
I'll take your fucking legs.
I'll cut off your lips. I will be fuck.
I'm just gonna show him what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna power play him by just finding all those adverts. You know, there's like RSPCA adverts where the dogs have all been all beaten up and that, and just sort of play him on a loop.
Yeah.
Just like, you ain't got it too bad, mate.
It does happen.
It could be like that.
It does happen. Sometimes it does happen. There's a lovely alleyway around the corner. I can just go leave you in, mate.
We'll hope it doesn't get there, but it's on thin ice at the moment. Tensions are high.
Well, it sounds like you all need this lockdown to end in, so you can leave him alone for a minute. He can have the house to himself for a minute.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, to be honest, though, when lockdown happens for me, I think I'm going to be working it. I think I've wangled it to be working at home indefinitely, which I'm well up for.
That's a result. I mean, because there's certain jobs, you know, strippers can't do that. You can maybe do a Zoom stripper meeting, but I don't think it has the same effect.
You could do that. You could just go on. I guess it's you just go on one of the. You just get a cam site up or something with some dudes, some buff dudes.
Yeah, it's not. It's probably not quite the same, is it? There's a lot of people that are so fucked from it. I mean, like what the doggers do now, like. You three have got a wank over there, 2 meters away from me. Sorry, like this is all I can offer you right now.
Yeah, you've got to make sure they really bought their fucking Rainbow Six goggles. Otherwise, at distance, they're not going to see anything. They're not going to be able to make out Janet's baps from that fucking 2 meters in pitch black.
Get a bit of infrared just so you can see the load as it fires out. But yeah, I mean, drug dealers, you know, like they've been doing isolation deals since March. I've got some green, some Jack and Jills. Look, keep yourself occupied. I'm like,
fucking everyone is clean.
But yeah, man. What do you reckon? Do you reckon 2nd of December they're going to be like open it back up, or do you think they're going to give us the?
No, I reckon they're going to go extended. They're just going to come out in December and go, you know what? Fuck it. Lockdown's off. Fuck it. Corona doesn't exist. The Nazis had a bell. We've actually used their Nazis. We've gone back. We've stopped any bats getting munched and, everything's fine. Boris has sorted it out. Boris is like some sort of time traveling badass.
They don't get the rescue,
and that's why I reckon he is up to something. That's why his hair's always fucked, because he's actually just been doing secret missions and he's just taken his garms off, like he's pulled his sneak suit over his head, and that's why he's got to get on camera quick sharp. Yeah. So it's fucking, he's not had time to fucking, you know,
that must be it. Like I reckon in the boot of his car, like in Batman Forever, that's where he just keeps like the Batman suit. And like after he's done some like fine morning and dining, and he slides down on the drain pipe outside, and he's got like a little Alfred there who's like, you know, a paedophile as well or something. Right?
Do you reckon Cummins was his Alfred, and that's why they've had to part ways? There was some sort of shake up.
I don't know. I think Cummins might have been his Robin, to be honest with you. They were tickling each other more than Alfred would have done. But yeah,
so the podcast, obviously we just like sort of rolled in there. How's it been so far?
That was the plan. That's always been the plan.
Yeah,
I think so. Like, I don't really, I've tried to hammer out, like, your guest number 3.
Yeah, respect.
So I had Narmar on in episode 1, which is Johnny Marr's son, who I've known for eternity. After some rejigging, we had Miles Bartholomew on last night. Your fine, sexy self today. And then hopefully, yeah, have one tomorrow and then maybe one next week. And then just sort of edit them for a few weeks, try and find how I like it. I'll, you know, I'm going to have to get some tips from you and, you know, put it out every couple of weeks, the sort of five that we've got stacked up, and see where it goes from there, really. But essentially, nice. I mean, it'd just be a conversation that people sort of eavesdrop on, more or less. Like, the way that you rolled in is the ideal thing for it. Like,
I guess I shouldn't have derailed it by asking this question.
No, it's fine. Because, like, there will be some structure to it, but, like, because I'll get, like, a lot of bands on that I've toured with and stuff, I don't want it to be they're coming on to promote a thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when I was talking to Noel, he's got an album coming out, but that was just more of a casual conversation of, oh, what are you up to at the minute? And it was that. It wasn't like, you know, I'm just going to talk solely about this one thing for half hour, bore everyone to tears and say, can you pre-order it? And people go, no, we don't pre-order stuff because it'll be on Spotify, you fuck.
Yeah. Pre-save it.
Pre-save the link. It's, you know, like I saw a band today, you know, a lot of bands are sort of taking stuff into their own hands now and doing their own merch, which is fucking ideal. But they were doing it was $45 for a beanie, $50 for a t-shirt.
Jesus Christ.
And like, since then I've had to keep checking back to see if they've edited it and been like, oh fucking hell, we got that
we're all smashed when we wrote that.
Yeah, but and then I was thinking about it and I was like, actually no, the image is what says the prices, so it's not a mistype.
Nah.
On the post, like, they've made that image and they've gone, it says 50, it says 45, and I was like, oh god, it's getting to that point now, is it?
That's insane. £45 for a fucking beanie, mate.
Yeah, £50 for a t-shirt. You're talking like, if I wore some high brand stuff, I'd be able to compare that to something, but I don't, so I can't.
Yeah.
All Saints, I don't know.
I don't know. I think, you know, you'd probably get a Carhartt t-shirt for less than that. And like a Carhartt beanie certainly wouldn't be 45 boys, I don't think.
No, exactly. So, yeah, so that was a bit terrifying. And I'm actually hoping to get them on in a few weeks' time, and maybe I'll bring that up to them. Okay. Sort of politely say, have you compared your price into the sort of the rest of the other band, million rest bands? Of the
universe.
Yeah. When I was in charge, do you think I would have agreed on these prices?
You know what? It's kind of hard to take you like seriously at the moment because of the backdrop behind you. You've got a lot of children's illustrations. That's I just good. See a baby Yoda colouring in there. You've got a Sonic over there. And is that a burger? Is that a burger on the wall to your left next to the Yoda?
Yeah, that's very much a burger. There's an ice cream there. A penguin. That's nice. There. I think that's an egg.
That's a good egg, yeah.
That's a fucking egg that is, mate. But yeah, you know, I think you were probably one of my biggest influences in getting this podcast together. So,
that's fucking awesome, man!
100% had to get you on it. Thanks. We've obviously done a couple of dirt churches that will sooner or later make its way out there.
They'll come to light someday.
And,
dirt church is this thing that we're doing at the moment. We've done a couple with our mate Miles, and we basically just get smashed and talk shit, and talk about heinous stuff.
yeah. I think this will definitely have a little bit more of a structure to it than Dirt Church. You know, that's not hard. The bar is set low on Dirt Church.
Low.
yeah. But yeah, you know, I mean, you were the last person I was able to go, you know, to a pub with.
Yeah, man. Possibly, we locked into that, didn't we?
You know, that was a result, because at 10 o'clock that night when everything shut, and who knows when they're going to really reopen again.
That Uber that traveled about 4 miles or something cost it like 15 quid. It was literally like, it was like Christmas Day prices. We lucked into getting a table at a pub to go to a comedy night, unknowingly, knowing that it was, you know, the eve of the, like, before the apocalypse, like previously, yeah, the lockdown got announced, and it was like, shit, yeah, sick, we got a table at a pub, fucking
yeah, the night before. We had a bottle of wine. It was great. Yeah, it was rad. I had a really good time. It was the shittiest thing about it was, we can't follow it up next month by going to one.
No. We'll do it again next time it's around. When the world's back to normal.
Yeah, definitely. I'd like to be able to go to a couple and then speak about a couple of them on here with you, and, you know, one day have one or two of them on as well.
Hell yeah.
It was a funny night. There were some good jokes there. Like the headline geezer definitely fucking stole it. Like
he was brilliant on it.
The gap
he was
really funny between, you know, the first three and him was a lot bigger than I thought it would be. Yeah. Like he come on and just like he just dominated it. Like he was amazingly natural and fucking hilarious and you know, enough of his shit as well.
There needs to be that ratio. Like deep down, you need to be a fucking black hole of a human. And it just needs to be, you just need to be a black hole of a human with a little bit of tinsel wrapped around it. So
yeah, it's all right. And the biggest thing about it, I was saying this to Miles last night, is, you know, with him, you could tell that there's an element of truth to a lot of these stories, or that he has done, you know, something with his life where he's you know, had some sort of dark moments. Whereas the other three felt a bit like, this story sounds funny if I write it this way.
Yeah, and it's like they're like, one of them was talking about anal prolapse, which I'm all for. He had me at anal prolapse, to be honest. Yeah. Any anal prolapse jokes, I'm there.
I saw you sit up. Wow, fucking not my attention. Come on.
But like, yeah, like a lot of them is just like thinking of like these like situations, and they're just working back from them, and like not really, you know. When that geezer said, there was one geezer, and he goes, a bird shat on my head, and then another bird shat on my head like 2 minutes later. That's never happening. That's never happening, ever.
That for you, that was the most unbelievable part of the set.
I know. I should have, at that moment, you. I should have, at that moment, got up, denounced him, thrown my pint at him, and walked out. but it was the end of the world, and I wasn't going to be able to be in a pub for like another, potentially a couple of months, so I had to simmer down like a nice chap.
Yeah.
Dying on his drivel.
Suck on that douche float and hope that the nicotine calms you down enough. But yeah, it was a good night. You know, I definitely hope we can do more like that. Comedy at the Fox was, you know, it was busy enough as well to enjoy as well. You don't want to go to a night like that and be one of three.
There was a geezer there that was he really did look like Justin Bieber dressed up as Tiger King, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, he did. And to the point where he then sat at the back for the second half of the set because he was getting rinsed for the whole thing.
He was obviously completely unfamiliar with the process. Like, if a comedian goes up on stage and he sees that fucking wreck sat on the front, you know, he's going to be, like, elated.
That was it, yeah. Like, it was like he staged it.
Dinner in front of a homeless person, like going for it.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, he learned his lesson quickly, though, bless him. poor sod. So how's your podcast doing? Have you been getting busy with it during the lockdown, or have you sort of...
To be honest, it's been it's been the main thing maintaining my sanity. Like, it's been I'm glad that we started it, like, you know, we started it like in like 2018, and I'm just so glad that I have something to do, really. Like, endlessly there's things to like research and look up, and we've got a flow, and like we've got a schedule of stuff that we know is coming out that we're covering, and like it's really been like one of the main leaders in keeping me sane for the whole fucking lockdown, really. It's nice. It's been good.
Yeah. Have you done any face-to-faces this year? Or has it all been...
Ooh, probably, yeah. Because, I mean, it didn't start till, what was it, March. We would have done it all face-to-face until until it like kicked, till it kicked off. It's been nice though, man. It's been really good. We started a little like Facebook group, and I got people to join, and there's people chatting in there, and they're all sick lads, and it's been really cool, man. It's been good. Made some friends and stuff, and yeah, it's good shit, dude.
It's good. What are you planning doing with it next year? Any changes?
I really want to get to the point where like maybe we can do like put on shows and maybe like tie it in to do like a live podcast and then like have a show or have a gig and then like us do a podcast at the end of the gig live or some sort of stuff like that. And like potentially putting on shows and stuff. But like obviously this situation is the worst time to even think about doing anything like that. Or live, it goes yeah. the other way and it like when it comes out. You know, everybody just like can't wait to go to a fucking gig or get out. Like, they can't wait for gigs to come back. So maybe when they come back, if we try and start put something on, that you'll get more people going because everyone can't fucking wait. Or I don't know.
Yeah.
Or we'll just be lazy bastards and not do anything. There's always a very large chance of that.
Yeah, there could be that as well. I mean, hopefully this will filter out some of the shyster promoters over the years that have been making a living from ripping off bands for 10, 15 years.
That also, a lot of people taking
shit like that.
Yeah, a lot of people like just taking the reins on their own shit and getting, you know, because a lot of bands would have done stuff off their own backs throughout this and might sort of get that idea that they can, you know, they don't need as much help as they can and they can be independent. They can do interesting things like the live streams and stuff that bands have been doing are really fucking sick. There's some like crazy ones. Like there's this band Code Orange. They've done a couple of fucking live streams over the fucking.
Oh, really?
Like they, and they're amazing. Like the production value on them is so, so sick. And they're really cool.
Yeah. As long as they don't half ass it, then it can work.
Yeah, man.
That was the problem with half the promoters that were going around for the years is they were half assing it. They were relying on a Facebook event. And then they were, you know, normally paying bands in beer still.
Yeah.
I get a crate of Foster's, honestly. And that's what they were paying them. And,
yeah.
And you know, expecting them to do all of that. So, you know, as much as I don't want to see the good promoters suffer, but
it's always nice to see cunts suffer. That's
great. Yeah, that's a great thing. Like, if I can go online every now and again and see something about one of them moaning and having to, you know, go get a real job, then I'm all for it because down the line, it will actually mean bands will make more money by not working with him.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude.
And, you know, it's probably the same for a lot of labels as well. You know, some of the indie labels are going to struggle for sure, but some of the major ones have got a lot more money than what they're letting everyone know about. You know, although they come out with all these small budgets for their artists, it's just because they're keeping a vault load of money. This is just in case money, and at the minute we don't need it, so it's just
we don't need to break glass on this. The world's not in enough of terrible state. We're just going to keep hold of that. I won't have to sell the Jag just yet, or the second Jag, or the emergency Jag. All of the Jags are safe,
or the Jag jet and the Jag boat. But yeah, hopefully it will just bring back, you know, the MySpace generation of bands. That was always fun.
Yeah, man.
People were getting signed because of how many plays they were getting on there.
Hell yeah. MySpace 2.0, that should be the thing. That would be sick. I'd love MySpace back. Fucking get a fucking profile song on it. Get your top eights or your top 16s or whatever. Or like do a top 100.
No fake news.
No fake news, only bulletins.
Yeah, people would put up little emo bulletins, and that was where the "You Okay, Babe" more or less started, because they'd fill out some questionnaire.
Yeah,
it would be something horrendous, and you go, "Oh God!"
Chuck someone a couple of raw XDs. See what they're saying.
That would be good. There's a couple of our friends I know that would, you know, thrive in a MySpace environment.
Definitely.
You know, get your dungarees out and go sit on MySpace.
I'm in the serious throes of potentially purchasing dungarees again. They floated back into my existence. I really want a pair, but I don't know if I can pull them off.
Is it you don't know that you can pull them off, or Joe Beans won't let you pull them off?
Oh, it's a little column A, little column B.
Yeah. Because it's been easily 11 months now since you saw Dungadees. And you sort of eyeing them up on Wish.com as a potential treatment for yourself. And it's nice to know that you've come full circle and are back to what you're doing. You're following them on eBay and your Amazon wish lists and stuff, and one day one of them stands out.
You just sort of flick through ASOS every now and then, pop onto a bit of Depop, see what's on there, see if there's anything going. But no, not pulled the trigger. I don't know. I think it requires a lot of confidence, I think, that look.
It does, especially after, you know, we absolutely rinsed our friend for wearing it. It would be quite hypocritical for you.
I don't think I partook in any of the ripping. I think I was supportive. I think the records will show that I was a positive supporter.
I'm pretty sure it was you that said he's got a couple of limpets under his armpit.
I think that was Miles. I'm pretty sure that was Miles.
But you were inquisitive. You did ask how many pockets they came with, and you were disappointed when it was only two.
Because I was interested in the functionality of them. I was trying to, trying to investigate for my own selfish means.
Yeah. It would be frustrating because if you got a pair now, you'd be so desperate to show them off down the pub that you might have to wait till January till you actually get to flash them. And by that point, you might have been turned off of them.
Now it's like, the main going out is like going to the shops or walking the dog. It's like, yeah, I think there'd be a good dog walking look that. Like, it's a good solid dog walking look.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing is you could be so comfortable in them that by the time you can go to the pub, you completely forget that you're wearing something abnormal. Yeah,
and then it's like one of those dreams where you're in class and you wake up and your fucking old pecker's out. It's like the same embarrassment. You're like, oh God, everyone's seen me.
And then Miles will have had a couple of cans of dark fruit, and then that'll be it. It'll be laying in there. Well, you should do it. Some banana beans and dungarees.
Hell yeah, man. I think I could rock it. I'll see. We'll see, man. We'll see. You never know. Christmas is around the corner.
That's it. There we are. Christmas is coming soon. Black Friday starting a week early for some reason. So, you know, you might be able to get something.
Yeah, Black Friday's like on now, isn't it? Why is that? It's supposed to be for like another week, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like Black Week at the minute. I don't know. And then Black Friday's happening a week from now.
Black Week doesn't sound like a thing that something should be.
No, I'm not sure if I read that somewhere, if I've just made that up. I can't quite remember. But I'll keep an eye out for you. I'll have a look on Wish.com and ASOS, and then every time I see what kind of colour dungarees you interested
in. I'm only going
high
grade. I'm only going like Carhartt or Dickies. That's it.
Oh, okay then. The complete opposite to our mate then. he just went with Wish's own, I think.
We got to do that. We were saying about doing Secret Santa for each other with Wish.com. I think it's probably too late to even think about doing it now because stuff took like 2 months to turn up, like when lockdown wasn't on, from Wish.com. Like, if you do it now, it'll probably be for next Christmas.
Yeah. Well, the other thing to do is we should all, if we all chip in a tenner and on Dirt Church, just buy 30 quid's worth of stuff from Wish.com, put it like, get it all delivered at once, and then we can have an unboxing.
That's a great idea.
I don't know if I've bought a toenail in this photo or an iron. Like, I don't know which part of this photo I'm going to receive. You know.
I'm thinking about doing I might order. You know, there's those diet pills on there that you see, and you see like like these things, or it's even like a wrist. It's like a wristband or something, and it'll be a picture. It'll be like one picture of a really obese person, and then the next person's like a stick thin person. It's like that's never happened. Like someone just gone from like a size 28 to a size 6 in like 3 months.
Yeah, just take a couple of pills a day. That was a trick.
There was a thing that bracelet. That's the word, bracelet. There was a bracelet. There was earrings as well. There was like weight loss earrings.
So think how much weight you could lose if you were wearing the bracelet, taking the pills and the earrings all at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. You'd be ripped. I think if you did that, you'd probably turn inside out overnight. you'd just shrink down, implode, and then like you'd wake up looking like an X-Men.
You'd deflate and look like a Mr. Blobby, and then all your organs would just fall out of your orifice.
Just a nice bit of prolapse.
Yeah. I haven't seen as many adverts on Wish.com as I used to, have they?
No, I reckon they've turned down their thing because I guess maybe it's mostly in China. And I guess right now China isn't the place that people want to be shipping maybe, from. Yeah.
I was wondering at first it was just from the amount of customer complaints they had, but maybe it's the China thing instead.
Yeah, I reckon they've just turned down their like online marketing spend. Sorry.
Yeah, no.
I reckon they've just turned it down, mate, because of Big Ron.
Well, maybe we should hit them up and see if we can open up a UK division for them.
Yeah.
All we have to do is go to Blackpool.
Warehouse.
If we go to Blackpool and go to the seafront there and just sort of buy all the tat and then put it on mannequins.
That would be sick.
Then that's pretty much the same thing.
I think that's what you should look into for your podcast. You should like try and look at sponsorship from wish.com.
All right, okay, cool. I'll get on that now. I'll try and get that and banana bread beer to sponsor me.
Yeah, it is very can confirming, incredibly banana-y.
Yeah, you're gonna have banana farts later, do you reckon?
Yeah, probably. It's going to smell like fucking Mario Kart in my front room.
And the dog and Joe Beans are going to be very, very lucky.
How's the big weekend shaping up for you?
Fucking
what
not.
You got on? What you got on?
we're going to dress up. We're going to dress up tomorrow and have an indoor meal. So I'm going to polish off the tux.
Nice.
And then polish myself off.
Nice.
And then so that's Saturday. Sunday, as I said, maybe turn into a bit of a ninja turtle and run between bushes at midnight.
You must be gasping for a run. You fucking love a run.
Yeah, I do. I know. I'm like a fucking dog.
You just like run around the city for a laugh.
Like
an entire city.
Yeah, the whole city. I did it once for shits and giggles. Yeah. So I'm gonna have to do something like that. And then big day Monday. So we're opening like a drive through at my front window, where people can pull up, sit on the wall and have a beer with me, shower me with praise and gifts, and then sort of go. Sorry,
I'm off on Monday.
Person. Oh yeah,
on Monday. I've got a long weekend.
Oh yeah, you have. Yeah, big weekend.
You can come by.
You can leave Pissy Dog at home.
Yeah.
You can escape and come sit on the wall for a minute.
Man, I'll come sit on the wall.
There's heinous amounts of alcohol and you know, there's only 2 people that you can come and see because I'm not allowed anyone in my house. But you know, that's enough. You'd love it. We're right up the street. Have some little glass of red on the wall.
Oh, that would be beautiful. That would be absolutely beautiful. I'd love that. Good. Drive-by birthday.
Yeah, that's how I'm pitching it to people. Miles didn't seem completely sold on the idea yesterday.
No.
So, mate, well, he, I don't know if he knew where he was yesterday. To be honest with you, I'm not sure if he was on an edible. So maybe if I the pitch is now Sunny's booked in for a certain time.
I'll take a slot, mate.
Yeah, whatever slot you want, babes. You give me the first one.
Three slot privilege.
And then I'll say Mars. I'm like, bruv, these are getting snapped up fast, so I need you to make a call on the
Wall Street. This is going slot. Like the fucking. This is going. This could be like trying to get a PS5 on release day.
Yeah, that's it. The website's crashed. I got a queue outside. BBC News is pissed off at me. And Trump's demanding a recount for some reason. I don't understand what's going on there.
Oh, mate, yeah. Trump.
I'd love to see you.
I'd love to see you.
It'd be great.
I don't know why. I'm just thinking about Trump. Just because you said Trump then. Don't you think that, like, do you think Trump's going to be more mental now he's not the president? Because he, like, I mean, not that he seemed like he, like, gave a fuck about anything anyway. Like, but do you think that he's potentially more dangerous not as a president? Like, he might need some sort of weird redneck uprising, like, now. Like,
well, he's going to have this really weird come down from everything that's probably going to send him more loopy. Because aside from being a complete racist and an absolute bellend, you know, obviously the job he's in is, like, hella stressful. And, like, every day, like, you're just grinding it out. And when he, like, decompresses from that, it's going to be like me at the end of my Mad Child tour. Like, where it's just heinous for 3 months. And then you sort of think you'll be able to, like, sit down and calm down. But because you're still in that gaga mode, he'll drive himself up the wall. You know, he'll be annoyed at how orange he is. He'll realize that he's got a nubbin for a penis, and, you know, that he's got a cat's anus for a wig. So, I think he's gonna have an almighty come down.
You see that picture of, like, there's that picture of him, isn't there, of his dick, like, where he's like getting a spray tan or some shit. He stood there with his dick out. You see that? Oh, dude. He's got that little thumb. He's got a little thumb.
He's the only person I've seen in the world that actually looks like a spitting image character. it was like they'd seen that and were like, that's how I want to make a human look.
Yeah, he was created by them. It's actually, this whole thing's just an art project. Like, you know, they said, like, there was a thing, like, years ago, like, about, like, how, like, Kanye West isn't a real person. He's actually just, like, an artist. He's like the whole thing is an art project. Maybe Trump's just the same thing, just got out of hand.
I think so. I mean, like I said, as soon as he left, suddenly, you know, there were signs of a vaccine coming. So, you know, the world is on the up. However, as excited as I am for Biden, this gentleman I would be interested in seeing run for presidency soon after. Do you recognize this chap here?
There he is. What's his name?
Norman. Yeah, or he calls himself Pig.
Yeah, classic. Oh, he's got great tits as well, hasn't he? I forgot about them.
Yeah, well, he puts a cup on them to
to really juice them up.
I love that
belly tattoo. Just got a slut on his belly.
Yeah, you're a fan of that, are you? You're giving me some ideas.
It's pretty sick, actually. It's pretty sick. Yeah. That's a power move down the beach, isn't it?
It is. Do you want to watch it together?
Okay, let's do it. All right. Okay. Right, what are we watching?
Okay, this is going to be homemade poutine.
Cursed cooking. Oh, that's the subreddit, is it?
Today we're going to make French Canadian poutine fries.
Can you hear it?
Yep, I can hear it.
Okay, good.
Fries, cheese, and a great appetite. So basically, here is French Canadian out of Quebec.
He's very unassuming.
I know, he's quite sweet.
He's got a really, like, nice, polite voice coming out of him.
This is what I mean. If he was running for something and, you know, he was talking to a crowd.
Pig shit and pig piss.
You know, not talking about pig shit and pig piss, but
Well, let's get started, shall we?
Oh, fuck.
First of all,
he's got a tattoo of a bra. That's a pretty sick tattoo as well.
The fries. Nice little bit of melted cheese here.
Okay.
Okay, so let's get things happening. Yes, I can put on the fries first, eh?
Oh! He's pissing on the fries. He's pissing on fries. He's got a little cage on his cock.
Yes, yeah. I don't know. I don't know if it's that. That's to help make it aim, like a vinegar bottle.
That's his vinegar top. Oh God. Oh fuck me, he's had a couple of glasses of squash, isn't he? Fucking hell. Oh God. Oh no, the man's turned around.
He's got his aim,
his bum's on the, his bum's on the chips. His bums are on the chips. Oh God. You know what? He's done a perfect canal of that poo. It's come out, you know, the canal when they sort of do it with like ice cream and stuff, and they make that nice little oval. He's done a perfect anal canal.
It's so weird that he knew that it was going to be that consistency for poutine as well. Like, it was ideal. If that had come out solid, that would have ruined his chips.
Yeah, you don't want that, do you? You want a nice. You want a nice peanut butter texture.
That's it. That is the right kind of beige as well.
I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to go on living my life now after that. I think my life's. I don't know. I'm going to have to really have a think. I've got a long weekend. I don't need that at the beginning of a long weekend. We've got nothing but time.
Well, if I see you on Monday, then we can. We can review it together. Oh fuck!
That was brilliant.
Yeah.
How many times have you watched that? Do you reckon?
Oh God! Oh, I dread to think. God, enough where I'm starting to get denormalized to it, but not just yet. Oh God.
So I guess you must be a follower of this man's exploits, Pig.
Yeah, I sort of check in every now and again. He gets a Twitter account, and then I don't know if he gets banned or if he deletes it, but he normally goes through phases of a couple of months of posting stuff, and then he'll just sort of hide away for a minute. And then when he's feeling a bit randy and peckish, he'll pop up again. I think he eats it. I actually haven't gotten that far into the video before, but I think
he must eat it. He's got to nosh it. He's got to nosh it. I mean, he's got a tattoo. He's got a bra tattoo, and he's got like little sun. He's got little suns on his nipples, and the tattoo with slut. I think he's noshing that.
You reckon? Do you want to see it?
I mean, yeah. I've got to see it now that we've said it.
Okay, right. Let me try and figure all this out again. I should have time stamped it so we can remember where we were. I don't want him to repeat himself.
Hello. Today we're going to make French.
Okay, so that's when he makes. That's when he makes.
Yeah. Caca. Oh God, he's just. Oh, he's done that before, hasn't he? Oh God!
Isn't that beautiful?
He's on his knees.
Now we take the cheese and we scoop it out here and put it in.
Oh, I'm gonna be sick.
Oh, the cheese looks worse than the fucking turds.
Oh God!
Nice gooey, sticky cheese.
Sticky cheese.
Put it to the side. Now, we mix it all together. This is a feast. A nice French-Canadian feast. Eh?
20 minutes of it left.
Pig shit poutine fries.
Oh, God.
Hey, I know you want to join
Stop
me for
teasing.
Some, don't you? Yes, you do.
Stop teasing, pig. Get it down, yeah.
Take a look at this.
Get it down, yeah, pig.
Boy, hey. Now, nothing says...
As soon as we see him have one bite, that's all we need. Like the pig is in the pudding, then.
Oh. Now, the important part. Yes, the important part, hey?
The important part.
You have to eat some of our pig shit fries.
So well, he's just tucking in there like a night out eating some cheesy chips.
Oh. He's into it. He's into it.
Yeah, that's a face that is.
He didn't even wince. Mm-hmm. He didn't even wince.
Oh, look at this gooey turd coated cheese crusted sheep.
Oh, I've had more reservations about hitting a box of like kebab meat and chips like late at night from a dodgy van than he had consuming his own fucking shit.
Had a worse reaction to a Jaeger bomb.
Yeah. Honestly, I've thrown up in a bar after a shot of tequila before, and he's there fucking noshing his own filth.
God, wow. This hangover is going to be hideous the day after that, though. Oh man. Oh, I'm all red in the face.
That was insane.
Oh god.
You really put me off my Chinese. We're having a Chinese tonight.
Yeah, I'm not gonna have anything now, I don't think. I think I'm just gonna go to bed.
I'm just gonna go stare at a wall.
Oh god. All right, man, let's wrap it up there. That was enough. We can't go any further than that. We should just
You can't work back from that, can you?
We should just sit on this for a while and
that's it.
We're gonna circle back and we'll do it again sometime. Right. Where can you find your podcast, mister?
Oh, anywhere. Everywhere the podcast is, you should be able to. It's called The Heaviest. It's about heavy music, and we talk about new heavy music all the fucking time. And we only talk about good shit as well. Only fucking dope shit.
Only that good shit.
Only all right, fucking man. Good shit.
Well, it was lovely to chin wag with you.
I'd love to do it again whenever we can. It was fun. It's nice to do a podcast that I haven't had to arduously write notes over, you know. It's nice to just do something.
There are no notes for this kind of podcast. It's good. And then hopefully see you Monday.
The only notes for this podcast was just that big finisher, pig shit.
yeah, signature move. All right, man. Take it easy and I'll see you soon.
Peace.
Love you, buddy. Bye bye.
Love you.